Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
To compare May and Burrow, Keith.
Yes, I am. I woke up pretty early this morning to get ready to compare May and Burrow.
You've done your own research.
Yeah, I've done plenty of research.
That's very important.
I'm good on this.
You don't want other people's research.
I'm not going to trust anybody else.
You want to do your own research and dig in deep.
Twist it around to make it my own. And not hear anybody else's.
I got some. That was Drake May yesterday on WEEI Afternoons, just a way to get into today's conversation. But you can follow up on the Fool's Gold stuff. We were talking about that late last week. Mm-hmm. Cam Newton doesn't believe in the Pats. I think I finally figured out why. I think he just hates Patriots fans.
No, I think somebody texted in, and they didn't leave their name, so I don't know who it is. But I want to give credit to the texter from last week. This is a weird way of defending Bill Belichick.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Cam Newton's a Bill Belichick guy.
He's riding for Bill.
I think that makes the most sense. Because you're like, why would he not like Drake May? Drake May grew up a Panther fan and a Cam Newton fan. He loves him. He even did the Cam Newton celebration. Cam Newton being bad here was one thing, but that was also years ago. It's not like fresh. It's not like the year after.
No.
So,
but you can't unsee all the people being like, hey, you can't throw. Hey, you're a bum.
There's that.
I bet he hates Patriots fans, but riding for Bill is not a bad theory.
I think it's decent because that whole season, he got worse and worse every week, and Bill never said a bad word about Cam. He never benched Cam. Like, he played the whole year. And then, yeah, the next year he brought him into camp and then had to cut him and all that stuff. But I don't know. That's as good a theory as any. But no, I don't subscribe to that. I don't subscribe to the he is a or the Patriots schedule and Drake May's schedule. That's the only reason why they're good. Nope.
I don't subscribe to Fool's Gold either. But again, I mean, if they lose at home on divisional weekend after a bye, then he'll have a leg to stand on. In the meantime, if you want to discuss that, you can. 617-779-7937. That's your phone and your text number. Interact on Twitter and Instagram at Jones and Keefe. You can watch along and chat. Twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always, and I mean always, a healthy chat going on Twitch. Do the same on YouTube. You can watch, you can chat, you can subscribe to WEEI. If you missed any of Drake May yesterday on a Patriots Monday, may or may not, all that good stuff with WEEI Afternoons, that's on the Odyssey app. Use the rewind feature. You can go back and give it a listen. But that May clip is just a way to get into this week's matchup, which we won't actually see on the field, but a potential matchup between Drake May and Joe Burrow. And it's just a way to look at what's happened with Joe Burrow, how we view Joe Burrow. You say this constantly, Keith. There were four clear-cut quarterbacks in the AFC, the four best quarterbacks in the NFL. Burrow was one of them. That's how we talked about him coming into the year. May is now an MVP candidate. Burrow is now hurt again. And I think it's instructive to go back and look at Joe Burrow, who was a high pick in a deep quarterback class, a bit of a lost rookie year. May was really due to a poor team around him, a bunch of turnovers. Burrow was also on a bad team and then got hurt. In year two, Burrow really broke out. He was an all-pro. He was, if I'm not mistaken, right? Is that what the AP next to his name is? He's comeback player of the year.
He wasn't all-pro.
So what is the AP? You get votes?
No. He was AP comeback player of the year, I believe is what that was.
The AP comeback player. I was going to say, how are you all-pro at quarterback and not the MVP?
That was Aaron Rodgers.
AP comeback player of the year. Thank you. So that's what he did that year.
But that was the year
they went to the Super Bowl.
Correct.
So, you know, you talk about a guy breaking out and, you know, really showing up as, well, an MVP caliber quarterback, a franchise quarterback, a guy who can lead his team to a Super Bowl. And again, a guy who made good on the draft capital, the investment and everything else. And now you look up at Joe Burrow, who, when he's locked in with Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins, the offense is unstoppable. And yet, they missed the playoffs last year. And yet, he's hurt again, which constantly happens with him. And I wonder if there are lessons to look at with the Bengals and whether or not there's a cautionary tale there with Joe Burrow. And maybe the Patriots are already doing more right than the Bengals ever did with Joe Burrow. But I do think there are some lessons there.
I do, too. So I think the biggest knock on Burrow, especially the way this season has gone, is just his availability. Like, this is his sixth year in the NFL. He's been healthy for three of them. The 3 years he's been healthy, he's nasty. Like, there's no debate he's a top five quarterback for those 3 years. But the other three, including his rookie year, he doesn't play. So he played 10 games as a rookie, he played 10 games in 23, and he only played two games so far this year. All the other three seasons, his team did have a winning record. Now, didn't make the playoffs every year. He's made the playoffs twice, but they've had a winning record every year. He's been a full-time starter. You know, the touchdowns are through the roof, the passing yards through the roof. He does have Chase and Higgins, right? So, like, there's a little bit of that. Like, you have two of the best receivers, or one of the best receiver in the league. But he's great, and he also has that, like, the playoff chops. He hasn't won a Super Bowl, so he's on that level, but he's gotten there. And, like, Mahomes has been hogging all the Super Bowl appearances in the AFC, and so guys like Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, who I think have been consistently better in regular seasons and have won regular season MVPs, but they don't have the playoff acumen that Burrow has. Burrow has a winning record in the playoffs. He's only been there twice. He's 5-2.
I mean,
like, he's won five playoff games.
He's like the guy, you know, in the AFC.
He's the kryptonite for Mahomes.
He's the one.
The
right?
only one.
I mean, Brady did it. Brady's retired.
Well, yeah.
Hurts did it in the Super Bowl. But
no, in the AFC, current peers,
right,
it's
Lamar
Burrow.
Hasn't done it.
No.
Allen hasn't done it. Herbert hasn't done it. You know, I mean, May hasn't had a chance yet. But he's like the guy.
Yeah.
And yet, Twitch chat makes a great point. Keith, he could come back next year and win his third comeback player of the year. Like, that tells
That's
you.
That's his problem, man.
That tells you how injury-prone he is. Like, the guy doesn't play enough games. You just went through it. In his career, starting his rookie year, 10, 16, 16, 10, 17, 2. He has a chance to win his third comeback player of the year before the age of 30, or I guess he'll be 30 when he wins that next year, if he wins that next year.
Well, which is also funny, too, because we talk about Drake May and staying healthy, and, like, you know, a lot of times it gets brought up, like, him running and him taking hits. If you look at, like, the big four quarterbacks in the AFC, which one runs the least and who's the most injury prone? It's the same guy. So it's not even like Joe Burrow. And I wouldn't call him a statue, but he's more of your pocket passer than Allen is, and Lamar, and even Mahomes.
He, to me, is like a Rodgers, where Rodgers will, like, move around. He's not running for a lot of yards, but he's pretty mobile. That to me, is Burrow.
Yeah,
Burrow
can't be a statue anymore, but it's like guys like Stafford and Burrow, you just think of them more kind of staying in the pocket, using their arm. But that's where he's at, so it's not even like, all these runs are injuring him. He's missed so much time. So when he's out there, he's great. But they also, that's another team that they put a lot on him. Like, there's been a lot, like, their defenses have been bad. Their offensive lines have been really, really bad. I think that's one of the things to learn, too, is, like, he overcame statistically the worst offensive line ever to make a Super Bowl his second year in the league. And they've tried to invest into that. They've tried to protect him. And I think, you know, obviously mixed results.
So I don't know how well they've tried to protect him. And the coach is bad.
Yeah.
You know, you look at what they built around him. And the you know me, Keith. I love a good, shiny weapon wide receiver. I like the number one alpha dog in the passing game. And I take that over a tackle. In fact, I think we talked about that all offseason long. It's like, all right, you have Drake May. What do you want to get him? Do you want to get him a stud receiver? Do you want to get him a tackle? And I didn't believe in Will Campbell as a tackle. And clearly, he's an NFL caliber tackle.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't mean he's going to be a high-end Pro Bowler every year. Maybe he will be. I'm not saying he won't. But I do wonder what the ceiling is there. But clearly, he's not moving to guard anytime soon, which is what I thought was going to be the case with Will Campbell when he came in. So I was wrong about that evaluation. And if you want a lesson from Joe Burrow, maybe the Patriots have already learned all those lessons, or at least protected Drake May from that. They gave him a left tackle. They built up the offensive line in the offseason. I didn't love some of the additions that they made. Morgan Moses, Garrett Bradbury, I didn't think those were big additions. Those guys have been solid.
Mm-hmm.
They got Isaiah Wilson in the third round. They already had Jared Wilson. They built up their O-line for him, and it's been a vast difference from a year ago.
Yeah.
They went out and got him weapons in the passing game, but Steph Diggs was a piece that not a lot of people wanted. Mac Hollins was not a high-end addition that they went out and got. They were able to spackle that together after investing more so in the offensive line and defense. The Bengals have never invested in defense. They haven't invested in the offensive line.
I mean, Hendrickson, I guess, kind of, right?
Like, but not a splash. Like,
The
money the Patriots spent this offseason was on defense, just about.
Right.
And the Bengals haven't done that. Outside of maybe a move here or there, you're right, retaining Hendrickson. But they haven't done that. They haven't invested in the offensive line or ever fixed the offensive line for Joe Burrow. They go out and expect him to not get hurt by doing the same thing over and over again. And they've given him weapons in the passing game. And look, I would love to build a team that way. I'd love Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins and air it out with Drake May. But if you want a lesson from Joe Burrow, it seems like the Patriots are already pretty well set up to protect him from becoming Joe Burrow, which the Bengals have never seemed to figure out.
Well, and I think it's, you know, having that complete game or the complete team, it just makes the quarterback's job so much easier. Like Joe Burrow, basically these last few years when he's out there, they better score 31 points or they're not going to win. Where we've seen Drake May in the offense this year, they can have a good game, they can score 23 points, and the defense is good enough to win. So it just kind of props up the quarterback, makes him look a whole lot better. That was sort of even, I think, overlooked a little bit with Kansas City the last few years. It's like, it wasn't just Mahomes anymore. Like, his job, remember, what was the stat last year? They didn't even score 30 points in a game. And yet they still won a bunch of games and went to the Super Bowl before getting destroyed. But, yeah, I think they've built up this team around Drake May pretty well. Like now it's a new coaching staff, right? So it's a little bit easier, I think, to go in there and rip apart a lot of the pieces where, like, Zachary Taylor's been there for a long time. So maybe it's a little bit more difficult for him to just be like, we don't want all these guys because they brought him in. So, like, they're almost, like, forced with him. Whereas, like, Mike Vrabel came in and was like, all right, we're going to change 4/5 of the offensive line. We're going to change half the receiver room. We're going to add a running back. Like, we're going to do all that for the quarterback just in our first year. You could see what they wanted to do.
Text line says, you guys do realize the Bengals are one of the worst organizations in sports.
Yeah. Seems like it.
Patriots had been. Patriots really had looked like one for the last few years. But if you want to give the Pats ownership as a check mark, like, they won't let it go that south like the Bengals do, and they fail Joe Burrow left and right, I'd take the Crafts over Bengals ownership.
No, it's a bad owner. I mean, it's a joke of a franchise, but they've had a winning record the last 4 years, and they have one of the best quarterbacks set up. Now, it's not like they
haven't done much to build
found
around
a diamond
him
in the rough. He was the number one overall pick, and they were bad, and they got him, and, like, whatever.
And they still cheap out, and they still, you know, try to cut corners and just win with Burrow. And they haven't done much to go above and beyond. So, look, I've been critical of Kraft's ownership, but I'd take it over the Bengals. Better coach, better situation right now already for Drake May. So is Joe Burrow a cautionary tale in any way? Burrow went to a Super Bowl in year two, lost it, but went to a Super Bowl in year two. He's been hurt a ton. People are worried about that with Drake May. You can discuss 617-779-7937. Let me also add this.
All right.
You're starting a team now, Keith.
Okay.
Joe Burrow is going to be 29 in December.
All right. Happy birthday.
So you'll be taking him in his age 30 year, I guess, if we're talking about next season and moving forward. You have Drake May at, what is he, 22, 23?
He's a young gun.
So you have a young quarterback in May who is just, it seems, breaking out, MVP caliber quarterback.
Yep.
You have Joe Burrow pushing 30 and already dinged up three different times.
Mm-hmm.
If you were starting a franchise, who would you start with right now?
Is it contracts included? What are we looking at here? Is that,
let's take contracts
to the side?
Let's take contracts out of it. You know, you're going to pay Drake May, I'd imagine, you know, commensurate what you're going to be paying Burrow. So maybe you get a cheap year or two. But let's take the contract out of it. You get an established Joe Burrow, who, as you pointed out, has been to a Super Bowl. He's 5-2 lifetime in the playoffs. If he gets you there, he can win big games.
He can.
May's never been there. We don't know that he can't, but we also don't know that he can. Who would you start your franchise with?
So this one, I think, is really tough. You know, if the franchise is here, right? Like, say, for example, you have Mike Vrabel. We all like Mike Vrabel more than we like Zachary Taylor. And if you have the Patriots defense, if you have the Patriots O-line, if you have the Patriots everything else, I think you can make a great case for Joe Burrow. I just can't overlook how many games he's missed. And he's 20, or he's soon to be 29, but the modern NFL quarterback could still play another 10 high-end years. Brady was better in his 30s than he was in his 20s. So I don't think, like, we've seen the best of Joe Burrow necessarily. I just think, like, all right, one really bad injury. Okay, that happens. Another one, that's really buzzard's luck. A third one before you're 30? I don't know how many games I'm going to get out of him.
Yeah, so he's not going to get any healthier in his 30s. Yeah. I wouldn't imagine.
It seems like a little bit of a homer take and a little bit of recency bias, but I think it is the sheer amount of injuries that he's had that I'll take Drake May, also knowing that he hasn't played his best yet. I'd take Drake May. I'm not taking Drake May over everybody. I'm not going to that extreme. But I think because of all these different injuries that he's had, I would take May over Burrow. Maybe that's crazy, but I would.
I don't think it's crazy. And I'm guessing a lot of Patriots fans would as well. And you could be falling for a flash in the pan, as could I.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. May was drafted to be this. He's already this. And we're seeing how it's working here in New England. Admittedly, it's an easy schedule. Some out there, Cam Newton, think it's fool's gold. But the level he's playing at, I don't know that he can win a big game yet. I guess that's sort of the next test for him. He goes out and falls apart in a big playoff game. We should hold that against him like people do with Herbert. We should hold that against him like people do with Lamar. And people were doing that right after they lost their first playoff games. They didn't wait 2 or 3 years and say, well, that's only a game. They did it right after Lamar lost his first game, right after Herbert lost his first game. So I think that would apply to May. And I know Burrow can do it in a big game. I just don't know that he's going to get you to a big game. I don't know that he's going to be healthy once the big game comes around. And I don't think it's crazy to say, I'll take the 23-year-old who is looking like an MVP versus the 30-year-old who can't stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you start a franchise with? Drake May or Joe Burrow? 617-779-7937. And what lessons should the Patriots learn? Maybe they've already learned from the Joe Burrow experience in Cincinnati. Again, you can discuss here on Jones and Keefe. It is a Tier Tuesday. We're going to tier off NFL teams coming up at 11:30. We haven't done that in a few weeks, so we'll circle back. It's a Tom E. Tuesday. Tommy Curran at High Noon. We'll get his thoughts on the Patriots now through 11 weeks, heading into the game against Cincinnati on Sunday. It is also a Kiefer Madness at 12:45, so stay tuned for that. Plus, let's get into Ja'Marr Chase. He does want to appeal, but it sounds like he's going to miss the game on Sunday. We'll get to that right after Trending with Billy Lanny.
The Christian Arcan Show, weeknights starting at 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending Now is brought to you by the 99 Restaurants. Last night, the Boston Bruins fell 3-1 to the Carolina Hurricanes at the TD Garden. Goaltender Jeremy Swayman gave up all three goals on 32 shots. Riley Tufte scored the Bees' lone goal with 10 seconds left in the third period. The Bruins will return to the ice tomorrow to begin a four-game road trip in Anaheim to play the Ducks. Tonight, the Boston Celtics look to make it 3 wins in a row when the Seas will be in Brooklyn to play the Nets. Tip-off Barclays Center is at 7:30. On Monday Night Football, the Dallas Cowboys got the 33-16 win over the Raiders in Las Vegas. Cowboys quarterback Dak Prescott went 25 of 33 for 268 yards and 4 touchdowns in the victory. New England Patriots players are off today. The Pats will return to the practice field tomorrow to begin preparations for Sunday's matchup against the Bengals in Cincinnati. Bengals wide receiver Ja'Marr Chase will not play on Sunday after being suspended for one game for spitting at Pittsburgh Steelers cornerback Jalen Ramsey. And tonight, Boston College basketball hosts the Hampton Pirates. You can hear the call of the game on WEEI AM 850. Pregame will begin at 6:45, and tip-off from Conti Forum is at 7. At the 99 Restaurants, the $14.99 Big Deal Meals start the week off right. Satisfy big appetites every Monday through Wednesday. Try the roasted turkey dinner smothered with rich gravy. For big deal meals and a great time, you gotta love the Nines. I'm Billy Lanny. That's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose.
So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, .com.
I don't know if you caught Ja'Marr Chase's appeal in there. Did you hear his case to appeal?
What's his case?
If I meant to spit on Jalen Ramsey, I would have spit in his face.
Got it.
not just on his body.
So not great accuracy, not great spit accuracy, or he's suggesting he does have great spit accuracy.
Good question. I guess he would be saying, I typically do have very good accuracy.
Yeah, with my spitting.
What I was doing is I was just trying to spit to the side and accidentally spit on him. If I meant to spit on him, I would have spit in his face. That's Rap Sheet's understanding.
Basically,
of
it's like
what his appeal is going to boil down.
You'll know when I'm mad. Right. You think I'm mad? No, you'll know when I'm mad. Like, right. All right, bud. You still spit on a guy, you're going to be suspended.
Honestly, I think he deserves he deserves an extra game for that appeal. For the
if
nonsense.
He was going to spit on Jalen Ramsey, would have spit in the face rather than just on the floor or on his jersey.
On the floor? He didn't spit on the floor, Rap. He spit on his like chest plate. Yeah, what are you talking about?
I believe, did I read this right? Is Jordy Nelson hearing the appeal? I think it's Jordy Nelson.
Yeah,
thumbs up. If I'm Jordy Nelson.
Oh, he'll catch you a deep ball.
If I'm Jordy Nelson, I give him a second game. I go, yeah. that's such a bad dog ate my homework excuse that you're getting another game.
Go ahead.
Have fun missing the next
enough.
2 weeks.
It'll be three.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like the principal in Breakfast Club.
Yeah.
Say it again.
Three.
Say it again. Okay, that's another one.
Okay, next.
I'm going to see you for the next 4 weeks.
We're not going to see you again this year.
Yeah, that's, what a mess.
If I was going to spit on you, I would have spit in your face.
He spit right on him.
He spit on him.
But they're also wearing, like, they're both wearing face masks and, like, helmets. So, but also, I guess that's a step up from after the game where he's like, I didn't spit.
That's true.
He's like, I didn't. Well, I did, but I didn't, like.
I mean, you saw the video, so clearly I did spit. I didn't intentionally spit on him.
Yeah, what a joke.
I mean, you're spitting through a face mask.
Yeah, not good.
I mean, I wasn't a football player in my day, Keith. I know you were a collegiate athlete.
Yes. Yeah.
Does that ever, when you try to spit through the face mask, does it just, like, splinter and go everywhere and
it's
it hurts
possible.
Your accuracy? I mean, is that possible?
It depends on what kind of cage you have. You could have one of those. Remember that guy? Who was it? Was it somebody with the Chargers had, like, a beehive cave? Remember, like, the face mask looked like a beehive and so many bars? You're not spitting through that one.
No.
There's no chance.
No, like a hockey mask, you're not spitting through that.
But if you have, like, a punter single bar, you'd be fine. You could drink a beer at it in that thing.
Yeah, unless it ricochets right back at you. You wouldn't want that.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah, you probably just take the helmet off if you're going to really hock a loogie, but either way, the one I listen, Ja'Marr Chase could play for the Bengals on Sunday and I'd take the Patriots, but you take him off, there goes sort of that puncher's chance. The one, like, I mean, T Higgins is good, don't get me wrong, but the one, like, real challenge for the secondary has been removed. He removed himself because he was an idiot.
So
the line moved a point and a half, by the way,
just on that news
now.
Wow, so that's that is not typical. I'm telling you, usually with a quarterback a line will move 2-3 points even on like a franchise quarterback. That's a lot
point
for
and
one
half.
Player.
Yep.
Not expecting Burrow in this game. We started off the show talking about it. You can discuss it. 617-779-7937. Who would you start a franchise with right now? Drake May in his early 20s, MVP-type season, MVP-caliber season, my pick right now to be the MVP. Or Joe Burrow, who's been to the big game, although I do feel like some of Burrow is living off getting to that Super Bowl.
Well, yeah, but that's pretty good.
No, but I'm just saying it was also 2021, and
yeah, but it's also going into Kansas City and beating the Chiefs.
Sure.
So it's one thing to, like, make the Super Bowl when you beat, you know, some scrubby quarterback
or you beat an easy run, or you beat
trying to think of some of those NFC teams that would make it there.
This is a good analogy, like, for Patriots fans, and I always think of it from my childhood, is if you're going to have the Jaguars knock out the Broncos for you, and John Elway and Terrell Davis and Rod Smith and Ed McCaffrey, and they're all knocked out because the Jaguars did your dirty work and then you beat the Jags, less impressive than going to Denver and beating Denver. They beat the Chiefs. So, look, I'm not saying it's not impressive. I'm just saying the guy's been to the playoffs twice. We talk
and
about him like
five wins. Though.
Like he's like some like all time winning quarterback in the post. He's been there twice.
I know, but the wins is really impressive because there's a lot of guys. Like, what's Herbert in the playoffs? Like, one and three or 1-2?
Has he won?
Did he win a game?
I don't think so.
I thought we looked this up. Maybe he didn't. But that's sort of my point. It's like, so there's a guy like that where you're like, just making the playoffs is not the same as
Herbert's 0-2.
0-2. So they've both made the playoffs twice.
Mm-hmm.
Burrow has five wins.
Right.
Herbert has none. I mean, so like, that's a big difference.
Herbert's 2 years younger, but yeah, I mean, that's
he's better.
He's actually older than I thought, yeah.
Yeah, he's better than he is. But, I think especially because the way the AFC is laid out with all these great quarterbacks and Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, we keep waiting for those guys to one day get to the Super Bowl. Both, I would say, are viewed as better than Joe Burrow, although I guess Lamar Jackson's probably a little bit more polarizing, but I would say both are viewed a little bit better, and yet they don't have the success. They haven't gotten to the Super Bowl. They didn't beat Patrick Mahomes. And so yeah, Burrow is, I guess he's living off of that. But then when you watch him play, when he's healthy, he's legit. Like, he's better than 28 other quarterbacks.
I just backed out of his numbers. But last year, now they weren't a playoff team. He threw for almost 5,000 yards, 43 touchdowns, 9 picks. And, like, at the end of the year, offense was unstoppable at the end of the year. And yet, he's every other year just about, he's hurt. As the Twitch chat pointed out, he's going to win his third comeback player of the year by next year.
They're going to change that to the Joe Burrow comeback player of the year.
I mean, that really is what they should do.
Yeah.
Text line came up with this. They said Joe Burrow is football Joel Embiid.
Oh, so regular season, you could say that because the injuries and then the dominance.
Burrow's finished top five in the MVP twice. He was fourth twice. Embiid's won it, but he's never won a big game in his life. It's been a while since, you know, that Super Bowl, but he's at least done it. Embiid's never done it.
Yeah, he's never even made, the conference finals?
Embiid, no.
I mean, obviously not the NBA finals, but he hasn't even made it to the conference finals. So, yeah, that's where the difference is. Because if Burrow was just this good in the regular season and then was even, let's say, 1-2 in the playoffs, then we're not talking about him the same way. You know, like if he's...
Oh, true.
Because we've seen other quarterbacks have really good regular seasons and put up really good numbers. You're like, oh, that's good. Good for that guy. But the playoff success is what sort of separates him.
Drake May hasn't played long enough to know how many injuries he might have, so how can you say that? May, since he took over the starting job, I feel like I need to remind people of this.
So far better than Burrow.
May's never missed a start since he took over. Now, he did have to leave a game. He came right back the next week. Burrow didn't make it through year one.
Right.
And that might not be Burrow's fault. I'm not saying it's
his
fault.
Just what happened.
But Burrow has missed now massive parts of three different years in his career. Again, games played, 10, 16, 16, 10, 17, 2. And I don't know, maybe that number by the end of the year will be like 5 if he even comes back.
Yeah.
But that's massive parts of three different years. Like, that's what people worry about with May. But with May, it's a worry. With Burrow, it's reality.
Right.
So to me, that's a big difference. Never mind, May's in his early 20s. This guy's about to be 30.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he'll be 29 in December, approaching 30 is what I should say.
Mm-hmm. It's the next in line for 30.
He's getting closer every day. 617-779-7937. Let's go to, we mentioned Will Campbell off the top, some lessons learned from Joe Burrow. And I think the Patriots are already in a better spot to protect Drake May than the Bengals ever have been with Joe Burrow. If there's a lesson there, Pats may have already learned it. JP in North Providence on his guy, Will Campbell. Hello, JP.
Jones, Keith. Hey, Jones, can I ask you a quick Thanksgiving question before I get to my Keefspiracy?
Always, yeah, JP. Obviously. Always for you, yeah.
It's a two-parter. Are you having Thanksgiving dinner at home? And if you are, is it going to be Keith and Arcan middays or Keith and Mego?
Oh, on Thanksgiving?
Why would I be working Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Keith,
I'm not taking Thanksgiving off as well, JP.
No,
give me a day.
Because your wife's cooking. Come on.
Keith, you've worked Thanksgiving before, though, right?
I've worked a ton of Thanksgivings.
Keith and I have worked Thanksgiving in the past, but no one will be working. And we're not hosting Thanksgiving at home. We'll be at my aunt and uncle's on the South Shore.
Oh, good. Brag. So you'll be in Monday. Okay.
Yeah.
Got me worried with the apple pie at home cooked or something.
Sure. Okay.
So here's the Keefspiracy.
Yeah.
They didn't get a deep burner because then Drake May would be in the pocket too long. And until they know that Will Campbell, which, by the way, he's not doing too bad at all. Now that they know they got a left tackle, they go get a burner next year. That's the priority. I think this way they played it safe because that extra half second in the pocket could get him killed. And 100% I'm taking Drake May. He's a physical specimen over Burrows right now if I'm starting a team.
Okay. The Will Campbell stuff. Twitch chat is already needling me specifically about Ashton Jeanty over Will Campbell.
Yeah.
Interesting you bring that up. Because we'll be getting to that at 11 o'clock, along with some other thoughts.
It's all coming together.
Related to Tom Brady's Raiders.
He's got them humming, doesn't he?
Brady and the Raiders not off to a good start.
Eeks.
My guy Ashton Jeanty not off to a good start.
No.
Pats have Will Campbell and Travion Henderson. Raiders don't have much to show for it, so we will get to that at 11 o'clock if you're waiting for it. But no, Campbell's been good, and I think for everybody who said get the left tackle first, protect the quarterback, and go out and get a wide receiver, I didn't agree with that's the way to build a team, but look at the Pats, look at the Bengals, and right now I'd say it'd be hard to argue the Patriots didn't get that right.
Yeah, and like, you know, to JP's point, they did try to actually get a burner too. They tried to do all of it with their first three picks, and we've seen You know, solid left tackle play. We've seen flashes at running back and really one play so far from Kyle Williams. But those were three obvious needs, and they tried to address them. And all three were really for Drake May. I mean, you know, for the team. But, like, those were three things that this team did not have a year ago, and they tried to make sure they didn't repeat that mistake.
617-779-7937. You can jump in. Who would you start a franchise with, May or Burrow? What lessons have the Patriots learned or should learn from the Joe Burrow experience in Cincinnati, plus Ja'Marr Chase, maybe the worst appeal case that we're going to hear? You can discuss all of that leading into Patriots and Bengals on Sunday. We'll get to Tom Brady's Raiders last night. Patriots making the right pick at 4 and passing on my guy, Ashton Jeanty. So more on that at 11. Plus, let's get to the Bruins, a dud performance for them last night.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcast.
Night. That's next. Flat performance from the Bees last night. 3-1. And they were real lucky to get the one late in the game.
Just in time. Just in time not to get shut out.
In a nick of time.
Got him.
Yeah, anybody with a Carolina shutout prop.
Yeah, in your face.
Yeah, tough one. Kachetkov? How do you say that guy's name?
Sure.
Anybody who had that prop, that's a rough loss. It's a bad beat.
It is.
As they say. But Bruins 3-1 losers. They are awfully shorthanded, if you want to give them an excuse. They placed Arvidsson and Mittelstadt on IR yesterday. They're going to be without McAvoy in the short term, although he's not been placed on IR yet.
Right, so that's good.
So they are dropping bodies here. And maybe in some ways it's predictable they were going to let down after the rivalry returned Saturday night at the Bell Center.
It was back in a big way.
But regardless, you look at the Bruins, we talk about them being at the top of the division, and then they go out and do this.
Yeah, I mean, Carolina's a good team, not to make any excuses. Like, you're at the top of the division, you theoretically should also be a good team. They've been playing really well, and you just wonder if they're going to be able to overcome some of these injuries, specifically McAvoy, and if he is gone for a little while. Because you saw how the team went in the tank without Hampus Lindholm, and you kind of need both those guys. At least what it looks like. The record with both those guys on the ice is really, really, really good. And I know they don't always play together, but you know my point. Like, just when your defense is playing how we thought that it could going into the year, it just makes everything so much easier. It makes the job for Swayman and Corposalo obviously a lot easier. But when you're down one of those two guys, I didn't realize the importance of Hampus Lindholm until we saw him not playing. McAvoy's a little bit more obvious. Without having McAvoy, you're like, all right, this is going to be a little bit tougher for these guys to sort of withstand. So that's really what I'm looking for. It's like, all right, when does he return, and can they tread water without him?
Well, I think that's a fair question. And then the only time the Bruins have struggled all year, I say the only time, it was extended.
Yeah, there was a good stretch there.
It was a 6-game losing streak, and in the middle of it, they went out west. Colorado, Utah, and Vegas actually started that trip. They're about to go back out west.
California
Anaheim.
Trip.
Anaheim, who is not good.
No.
But they've already lost to Anaheim. Then L.A. and the Sharks, so I believe they've...
No, Anaheim is good.
Is Anaheim good?
Yeah. Anaheim's good. L.A.'s good. And who's the other trip? Who's the other game?
Sharks.
They're not. So the Sharks are the one not good team they play.
Okay. Strike that from the record.
Yep.
Switch it. Three games out west. They already struggled first time
they
were out there.
I think the Ducks are in a little bit of a heater, actually. Maybe it's
so you're catching the Ducks at a bad time?
You don't want to be facing the Ducks
catching
right
them
now.
At a bad time.
They're,
okay.
They're quacking.
News to me. Yep. They've been down for years, but okay. So that's your next trip, and let's see how they handle it. They've dropped two out of their last three. Keep an eye on it. Meanwhile, keep an eye on this as well. You hear Marco Sturm after the game?
The Sturminator?
Yeah. Brickley really grills him after these games. Here's Brick with our guy, Marco Sturm.
Well, I think emotionally, physically, mentally, we were just not in the game today. It was tough coming back from the road. had an emotional night in Montreal. I felt like, it was just our brain was empty today a little bit. You could see it a little bit on our plays. We were not sharp.
Good morning, good afternoon. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Empty brains.
Well, they had empty brains.
I think it's. I think this happened with Frank Reynolds. Donkey brains, I think, is what was going on for the Bees last night.
Our brain was empty today a little bit.
They do say in hockey, that first home game after the last road game,
tough one.
Chalk it up as a loss.
Scheduled loss.
Yeah, that is.
No, I'll tell you what.
So go ahead and put the Black Friday game down as a loss.
Don't all the Celtics players hate Perk because he made fun of Joe Mazzulla's brain?
Yeah.
Your brain, if you put it in a bird, it'll fly backwards.
Yeah.
Okay, careful criticizing your players' brains there, Marco.
Them's
fighting words.
I don't think they like that. They don't want to hear that. But yeah, Sturm's good for a good quote, if nothing else. I've enjoyed his quotes.
The guy's kind of an unexpected quote machine.
He really is. Did not see that coming, but
he's
here we are.
Calling his players brainless.
Yep.
In as many words.
Take your time, right? Get undressed.
He's horny.
He's also
horny. I mean, he doesn't know what time of day it is. He's kind of a wild man.
No.
He's kind of a quote machine.
But he's got the best team in the Atlantic.
Well, for now. Two games out of hand.
I'm just saying.
When you
pull up the old standings, there they are. Boston Bruins sitting
on
top.
They've dropped 2 out of 3 with another West Coast trip. It didn't go so well.
Yep.
So keep an eye on that. Meanwhile, Ted is in Acton. Hello, Ted.
Hey, guys. Hey, so watching the Bruins last night, they're down 1-0. I'm not feeling great about it. And then Carolina scores a second goal. And I'm like, hell yeah, here we go. Now they have to protect the most dangerous lead in hockey, the 2-goal lead.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Somehow it didn't work out. It's kind of like Cam Newton saying you need to beat the best twice to be the best, right?
Yeah,
it's kind of the same thing.
The logic doesn't always make sense.
No, it doesn't, but that's hockey for you.
That is
hockey.
It turned out the Bruins just ran out of time because right when...
What about the 3-goal lead?
Right when
that's
it went
a different
to 3-0.
Yeah,
right
yeah.
when Carolina got it to 3-0, that's when the Bruins woke up. You had them.
They said, not so fast, my friend.
You had them right where you wanted them.
Yep.
And it didn't work out.
Still weren't able to cover the puck line.
Now, Mark in Medford is a big Bruins fan. He has a football take here, but
okay,
Mark on whatever you want. Go ahead.
Yep, real quick. Yeah, Anaheim, by the way, is 12-6-1, guys. They're not a joke this year.
Okay.
I
corrected him.
Keith corrected me.
Yeah, I corrected him.
I was living
in the
past.
Put him in his place.
I was living in the past with Anaheim when they were, 35-37-10 last year. Sorry.
Was it me or was Sunday probably the worst display of football I've seen since week one?
Oh,
and I'll tell you why.
Sunday.
Okay,
go.
All right, please.
No, the two best games were the Buffalo game in Tampa and then Denver and Kansas City. Other than that, I think the rest of the games absolutely sucked, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
For betting reasons, it sucked.
Okay.
That's for one thing.
All right.
But for the other thing, the 4 o'clock games, it was what, 2 games at 4 and 2 games at 4:25, right?
What?
And at halftime, all combined 4 games at halftime, combined field goals, 16. What is it with teams that can't get deep in the red zone? Is it the defenses are that good? The offenses really suck? Or does the play calling suck? And I'm going to go with number 3.
Okay. Play calling. Okay.
I don't know.
I haven't put it in yet, but I'm going to put it in.
Wait, we should ask about his bet.
How that
went.
Damn
it.
How did that go?
Oh, man, he skirted right out of that.
Yeah. Wasn't it 2 weeks ago where every 4 o'clock game was like 42-3?
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, look, everybody got an opportunity to watch the league this weekend.
Yeah.
This was the man's takeaway. Too many field goals.
I don't know.
And I guess it's bad play calling.
I mean, the Sunday night game, I would say, was really disappointing.
That was
way more low scoring.
I was pretty entertained by most of Sunday. The Sunday night game was bad. I was pretty entertained by most
of
Sunday.
I mean, Niners-Cardinals was a 4 o'clock game. It was 41-22.
Bills and Bucks had no problem scoring in that game.
Cowboys had no problem scoring last night.
Cowboys had no problem scoring.
I don't know.
Team on the other side, kind of a mess, though, Keith. A
little bit.
What's up with them? That would be Tom Brady's Vegas Raiders.
Can he sell them? He should sell.
How is Brady doing? Yeah, it might take a loss. How's Brady doing so far in Vegas? And we should also revisit the number 4 pick. I wanted a certain Raider, Ashton Jeanty. It is not going well. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.